And you may be seated. Thank you very much for being here this morning. It's always great to come into the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day. We always hate for spring break to roll around. It always curtails the attendance of a lot of people in the house of worship. But we're so glad that you're here today. And it's good to see Sandy Singletary here in our audience also. She and James were such a vital part of our congregation, having moved here from up near Quitman and Winsboro many, many years ago. I suppose probably close to 20 years ago. And we're just so thankful for all the good that they did while James was alive. And Sandy has moved down to New Braunfels, and I know all of us will want to be here this afternoon at his memorial service at 2 o'clock in the... And so anyway, it's always good to see her. We thank you for being a part of our worship today. You know, some of the sweetest words that Christ ever spoke were these, recorded in the book of Matthew 11 and verse 28, "To come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, that's such a wonderful statement to fall from the lips of our Lord. I want you to notice what he says, "For those that are heavy laden." What does that really mean? Well, we have to be confident and assured that God is going to bless us if we come to him. For in the 6th chapter of the book of John in verse 37, Christ said, "He that would come to me, I will in no wise cast out." And you know, when you are stressed, and when you're having problems in your life and you really are heavy laden with the cares of this world, we must turn to Jesus, our Lord, and find comfort. Too many times people feel that they are at a breaking point and that life just can never, ever get better. But I'm telling you today, with the help of God Almighty, life can always be better. And we can face the life that God has given unto us with great courage, and we don't have to break. More people are under stress today more than anything else. And I've told you many times in talking to pharmacists about drugs that they often dispense. I'm told that there are more drugs that are dispensed for stress and anxiety than any other drug on the market. And I suppose that's why people try to get them illegally. But the scripture says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, "To cast all of your cares on him, for he careth for you." You know, we all are stressed at times. And sometimes, you know, there is good stress, there's bad stress. I'm not talking about the good stress. Sometimes the good stress keeps us going and doing what we need to do. But sometimes we find ourselves under bad stress. And when we are under bad stress, we reach what we call that breaking point. And I was going to ask you this morning, does this look like your to-do list? You start listing it, but then you just say everything, you know. And that's kind of the way life is, isn't it? Sometimes it gets tough. And we need the help of God, and we need to help one another. Many of us have minds on too many things in our head, and our mind is just spinning continually in life. And we have to overcome that and kind of focus on the things that are really important in life. When every waking moment of every day is filled with activities, our mind never gets a chance to rest. It doesn't. And sometimes we just feel like in reality that our head is just pounding because we are so burdened in life with a lot of things. You ever felt like your head was just simply in a vice and everybody was turning it? I felt that way at times. Not often, but there have been times maybe I felt that way with a lot of things going on. There was a medical doctor named Richard Swenson who wrote a book, in which he actually describes and discusses one of the major maladies of our time. And he says it is anxiety and stress. And he just simply called it being overburdened in life. People are just plain stressed. Now, you've seen the bumper stickers on the back of the car. Well, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Now, that sounds good. That sounds great on the surface. But sometimes we still find ourselves so stressed out about things we have little power to change. We have a war that is going on with the Americans and certainly in the Mideast. And that's not anything that we can change. There's no need in us getting stressed out about it. You know what? Gasoline prices continue to go up, but what can we do about it? Can we change that? You can't change that. Just get used to it. You still have two legs upon which you can walk. And be thankful and grateful for that. I want to talk to you a little bit about that this morning, so I hope you're zeroed in on what we're discussing. Number one, we are too heavy laden with too many things to do. You know, Christ saw people that way. He saw them, and so that's why he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And there is a red alert for all of us because it can be so damaging. We've committed ourselves to go here and there and do this and do that and be involved in every activity of life. And as a result, we soon meet ourselves coming and going because we have overloaded ourselves with commitments in life. And overload in any area sounds an alarm. Medical doctors will tell you that. Be careful of what you do. And sometimes you just have to learn to say no. That's a tough word for me. When I feel that I can do something and someone calls upon me, I'm generally not going to tell them no. But sometimes in life, we have to do that. We just have to say, I just can't. I just can't do it this time. And even without giving a reason, sometimes people lie because they don't have a reason. Instead of saying no, or if they do say no, without having to give a reason, they just lie and conjure up something. But come unto me, he says, by yourselves to a quiet place, Mark 6 and verse 31, and get some rest. You know what? We all need to rest our bodies. And that's why God designed us the way we are. We have to rest our bodies so we can function in the day. And a lot of times we don't understand that. And if we don't come apart and rest a while, we will just plain come apart. And you may be at a breaking point in your life this morning. But again, it's not always easy. But there are times when you have to say no to requests that people make of you, that we might be able to take care of the things that are really, really important in life. Conquer the stress. And the only way you're going to do that is to do precisely what Jesus asked us to do. Well, number two, we're also heavy laden with possessions and debt. You know, sometimes people pray to God to get them out of debt, but they get themselves in debt. And sometimes we blame a lot of other people for it. Our nation today is so entrenched in debt, and they are spending money we do not have. And we're just adding on those tax dollars over and over and over again. Well, it's true of us as well, isn't it? Aren't there times when we really overstress ourselves with possessions and debt as well? Our closets are full. Our garages are overflowing. You know what I'm talking about. We go into debt to pay for all those things that we simply must have instead of really controlling our lives. And now we're so afraid that someone will steal them. Because you have them, it's always a possibility of someone taking them away from you. You ever said, there's nothing to wear? I don't have anything to wear? I'm going to tell you something. Y'all look pretty fully dressed this morning, but you probably went to the closet and said, I don't have a thing to wear. I don't have a thing to wear. You told your husband that. Why don't you just say, honey, I'd like a new dress. It's all right to say that. You have something to wear. Simplicity is so important, isn't it? Less stuff, less work, less expense equals more money, more time, more joy. And it is a case of less equals more. That's pretty simple. And too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want to impress people that they don't like. How often people do that. And then they find themselves trying to stretch the dollar to make sure you've covered all of those expenses that you have manufactured. And that is stressful. It's extremely stressful. And we have a lot of people that are laden today with debt. Man's life, the Bible says, Jesus speaking in Luke 12, does not consist of the things which he possesseth. But sometimes people say, well, the man who dies with the most things is the actual winner in life. That's not true. It's just not true. There's so many people that are so materialistically minded that we've got to have the newest this, we've got to have the newest that. I mean, if we don't have that where we can impress people we don't like, what do we have? Well, don't spend money you do not have. Don't spend money you don't have. If you don't have the money to buy it, you probably don't need to go in debt to get it. Now, you need to cut your debt level, maybe, and quit thinking about all the materialistic things that you have. Sometimes people are strapped. They are, because of their debt. And many are burdened with debt because their outgo exceeds their income. But then thirdly, we are heavy laden in areas of work. How many of you feel like that you are heavy laden with work? You don't have to raise your hand on that one. But you cannot be all things to all people. You know, as a young minister, I used to think, boy, you just, you know, if they said frog, you needed to leap. You know, you need to do everything to keep the brethren happy. But you know what? I've learned that you don't have to do everything to keep the brethren happy. And I'm telling you, stand up. I tell young preachers all the time, stand up, do your job, do what God has asked you to do. You be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and don't worry about the rest. And don't be so stressed out in life. You don't have to be on the run constantly, but some people find themselves doing that in life simply because they cannot say no. Nobody has enough time. Nobody has enough time to take on every request that is made. And very few people are equipped to be the jack of all trades. Too much work will make Jack a dull boy. Someone said work due to the current workload, the light at the end of the tunnel has been switched off. And maybe it has, I don't know. You should never try to get it all done in a day. That's one of my failings. Sometimes I try, and Eva will tell you that, Chloe, working here as a minister, there are so many things you know that are going to come up tomorrow, so you better get it done today. And I find myself doing that a lot, and you have to be very, very careful. Stay strong. In the book of Psalms 121 and verse 2, David said, my help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. God is there to see you through. When you think you can't get through something, I'm telling you, with the help of God, you can get through it. Paul said it in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. And sometimes you find yourself running, but like Forrest Gump, sometimes you just got to say, I ain't going to run no more. I think I'm going to go home. You have to do it. You have to do it. And you don't have to say, here's the reason. We have to balance work and balance life. Stay balanced in life with work and money and pleasure and even your spiritual life. Let me tell you something about that. I encourage you all the time to read your Bible. I encourage you to pray to God, but I'm not saying you have to do that all the time. God wants you to read it, but then he wants you to take time to do what you learn in the Word of God. If you don't practice it, then learning it's not going to be of great value to you. But then fourthly, we are heavy laden with sin. You know, every one of us are sinners. The book of Romans 3:23 says, for all have come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, none not one. We've all sinned. And if we say that we've not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God doesn't want the truth out there. He wants the truth in you, in your life. You are the one that will benefit from it. And maybe sometimes you have to say to people that I'm really in a mess in my life. It's not what God wants, and because it's not what God wants, it is not what I want. And you are laden down with your sin. You go to bed with it at night. You get up with it in the morning. It doesn't go away. You know it's there. But yet the Bible says that if we confess our sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John. And I believe that God does cleanse us. I believe that He takes our lives that are heavy laden with sin and can resurrect a new life within each and every one of us. Do you know that sin can make you sick? I've actually known of people who carried the burden of sin in their lives. They were so depressed. They were so anxious in life. Mental illness is a tough thing to deal with. And many are in institutions today simply because they could not deal with their sin. People have heart attacks because of sin. And that's why the book of Hebrews chapter 12 gives these words of advice. Lay aside the weight and the sin. For whatever you're laden with, whatever the weight is, but get rid of the weight and get rid of the sin, he says, that so easily besets us. You cannot run the race that is set before you, this passage says, if you hold on to your sins without confessing them before God and without laying aside every weight. Have you ever made a list of your sins? Have you ever made a list of your weaknesses? Most people wouldn't do that. But I'm telling you, that's important. It is important that perhaps maybe we list a categorized list of sin. I've had people ask me, said, is there a place in the Bible that just lists all the sins that people commit? No, not all together. But there is a list of various sins in the framework of God's eternal word. Sometimes people are envious, sometimes they're lazy, they're depressed, they're gossipers, sometimes people steal, sometimes people lie, they're anxious, they commit fornication. We could go on and on with the list. And too often we carry around those things from our past that hurt us the most. You had to live through it to get where you are. You had to understand that you had to change. I like the sign, Dwight. The real winner in life is the one who changes. The one who makes the choice to change. Isn't it time that we do what Jesus said for us to do? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for you shall find rest to your souls. I don't know of anyone who doesn't need relief from the weight of sin. It may be something that you committed years ago. It may be something that you did in the past. And you've been carrying it around instead of being laden with the yoke of God, you are laden with your sin, and it is keeping you from progressing in your spiritual life and to move ahead in a relationship that God wants us to have. Get rid of it. Get rid of that crushing weight that is so strong in your life, and leave it. Leave it at the cross. We sing that old song, kneel at the cross, leave every care. We sing it, but do we do it? Do we leave every care? Do we leave all of our burdens We sing that song. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, but do we do it? Do we take our burdens to the cross and ask God to forgive us and help us overcome our sin? Only Jesus can mend your broken heart. You may have a broken heart this morning over something. Maybe something someone said to you, someone offended you in some way or another. It may be something that was caused by you. And I'm telling you that only Christ can mend your broken heart. Jesus taught, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." How do you bring the pieces of your life together? In baptism. When one is buried with his Lord in New Testament baptism, you are fulfilling the command of Jesus Christ. Who wants to come into your life? Who wants to lift your burdens? Who wants to take all those things of which you are laden? And when you are baptized, you come up out of that water a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. I hope this morning that you think about your life. And if you know in your heart that you need to be baptized or you need to unload the sin of which you're laden with, why would you wait? If not now, when? When will you do it? There's danger and death in delay. You know, delaying to do what we know that we need to do is a very dangerous, dangerous thing because you could die at any moment. And if you are heavy laden, would you come to Christ this morning? Let Him help you. I'll say it again. If you are heavy laden, come to Jesus, who can help you while we stand and while we sing.